Welcome to Shomer Shor on the Daf Shir sponsor Lo Nishmas Am Yaakov Shalom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Abbas with Avkuf Samech Beis. The Gemara in Amud Beis says that if a person left a shtar, two lines in the shtar, it's a problem. Because he can be mezayif in the middle space, he can be mezayif something. But if he fills it with kroivim, he fills that space with edim that are not kosher, so then it's okay. Says the Gemara, what's the simen ladovar? The simen is a sukkah. Avir poisel b'shloisho. Schach posel barbo. If you have a open space in the sukkah, it's poisel even in three tvachim. But if you fill it up with something posel, then it's four tvachim, not three tvachim. The obvious question is, what is the connection between the sukkah to the kroivim? And the fact you have space or no space there. Tosfos asks this question, Ayin Sham, what he means, Mitaretz. But the Chor, we have a Mahalach, based on what we brought in this Gemara, in Gittin Naf Pezayin. Nachzor v'nishne, what we learned there. The Pnei Menachem, Parsha Zazinu Tavshin Unvov, brings the name of the Kotzke Rebbe. What is the Pshat that Avir Posel, even in three, but when you have a Schach Posel, it's a little bit more. So says the Kotzker, Mikan Shaholech Botel Gerua Yoiser Meachoite. Someone who's not doing anything is worse than someone who's doing something wrong. Because Batola is the worst thing. To do nothing is the worst. And that's what the Pnei Menachem told the Yeshiva of Bochum before they went to Ben Hazmanim. And we explain a little bit more. Bezra Tzodik HaKoyen says, and we see Silai Lo Islam and Hei. But something there goes to explain. It says, we say, Uvo oivdim meretz Ashur vanidochim meretz Mitzrayim. So says the Tzaddik, what is the oivdim? Oivdim, the ones are completely lost. They went in the other direction. They just left the Torah. They're doing bad. And they belong to Eretz Ashur, to the place of Esov, the Esov who's ruchachar bechotichye, who's creating bad. Nidochim are the ones that didn't go to the bad. They're just nidach, just pushed away. They're cast away because they are atzlonim. They're lazy. They like to indulge. They like to enjoy. They don't want to work hard. So they go to Eretz Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the place of tanugim, of joy. So the oidim seemingly are much worse. They're oivid. They're lost. Nidachim is just pushed away. But says of Tzaddik, when it comes to Asid Lavoi, who comes first? Uvo oivdim Eretz Ashur, and only then a nidachim Eretz Mitzrayim. Why is that so? Because Oive is someone who's doing. He's a doer. He's just doing bad. To convert someone who's doing bad in order to, and make him do good, that's something which is easier, which comes first. But to take someone who's not a doer, he's a battler, he's not doing anything, and make him come and be Oive Hashem, that's much harder to do. That's why Nidokhi merits his triumph come only after Oive the Beretz Asher. So if we take this concept of the Chor, we understand a little more Gemara. The Gemara is just saying that whenever you have something which is wrong, something which is bad, badsim, it's better than having emptiness, than having something which doesn't reflect anything. Now, everything is for different reasons. But the idea is a sukkah that doesn't have its schach, it's missing, it has nothing. It doesn't have schach, it doesn't have anything else. It's worse than having a schach, which is puzzle. At least there's something going on over here. When you have a get, and it has emptiness in the middle, that's when ziyuv could come. But if you have eidim psulim, that means there's something happening over here, just it's not really effective, it's better. It's the same idea, it's the same concept, that a doer, something that's being done, that's creating something, is better than not having something at all. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list to Hotsko, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.